Well, another person who does know Efeso Collins very well, of course, is Rangi McLean. Now, Rangi has been a resident of Manurewa, of South Auckland, for over 30 years, and he's been the chair and is still currently, I think, the chair of the Manurewa Marae. And so, and he does know Efeso Collins. And so we're just talking to a range of people today or this evening who knew Efeso, who knew him well, who knew the community in which he was advocating for, in which he lived and was advocating for. And so I welcome this evening Rangi McLean. Kia ora, Rangi. Thank you for talking to us on Radio Wātea this evening.
Kia ora, Merepeka. Yeah, definitely.
I can hardly hear you, Rangi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Rangi.
Yeah, definitely. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge Efeso's whānau, his wife and his daughters, and all the work that he did for our community, South Auckland community, not only over here in Tāmaki Makaurau, but throughout the motu, as well as in Samoa. I created a close working relationship with him when we had the old when he was on Auckland City Council, and as a councillor, and in my role as a local board member, we've had on numerous occasions actually, when it came to community issues around Māori and Pacific Island, that both Efeso and I would collaborate with each other and talk about what we can do to make impact, to benefit not only our Māori community, but also our Pacific Island community. And we had that working relationship at a whānau level as well. We definitely shared our views openly and widely within the local board environment here in South Auckland, with the Māngere local board, Māngere Otahu local board, the Manukau local board, and the Manurewa local board, where when we needed to get the support of councillors, I would always touch base with Efeso. And he would gladly support what we wanted to do for the actual benefit of our Māori and Pacific Island communities here in South Auckland. Yeah, so a great man who's not amongst us now. So just to acknowledge all his mahi in it.
Yes, I'm surprised, you know, because he was a member of the Labour Party, and of course I don't think they backed him, did they, Rangi, for the mayoralty race? And
No, the Māori Party were actually there, and I was fortunate to have a shot at my cousin Willie Jackson, and said to him that he should have promoted Efeso more widely amongst the Labour support areas, particularly out here south. Is Labour country out here in south. For some reason, Labour took the decision to not get behind him fully. The Māori Party, on the other hand, we made the decision to back him. Because of the working relationship that I'd created with Efeso over the years prior to my deeply becoming involved with the Māori Party side of things. Certainly, I was a huge supporter of his campaign for the mayor of Auckland, and certainly encouraged our people to support him. Yeah.
Yes. Oh well, of course he's well when he didn't make it to the mayoralty, but he did get into parliament, and it does seem to be, very sad that he barely got his seat warm, barely got his feet under the table, and of course this tragedy happened today. But and the thing I suppose that saddens me the most, Rangi, is the fact is that we don't have many in Parliament. We have some, but we don't have many in Parliament the caliber of Efeso.
Definitely.
And that's the shame. That's the shame of it. And it'd be lovely to have more members of Parliament like him.
Definitely. I've got to acknowledge Minipeka, his support of our wahine toa, our wahine Waimana and Marama Davidson, Kushla, and our tohunga from up north there.
Yes.
He really supported them, all Green Party supporters, albeit Green Party supporters, but he really supported our wahine toa, our wahine toa Māori, in their roles in Parliament as well.
Yes, well, there's no doubt about it. He is going to be missed, and so it's just a matter of, I suppose, it. I think the shock, really, isn't it, Rangi? The shock. I mean, as I've,
Definitely.
yeah, you get up early this morning, and for his dear wife, Fia, and the children, the two girls, and because he did say his girls were brown, and he said, and I want them to live in a New Zealand where that nobody looks at that, and everybody sees their potential. And do you know what he did say? He did say, Rangi, that
Yeah, he
in
wasn't.
South Auckland there is still the institutional racism that is targeted at particularly at Pacifica whānau, not exclusively, but others as well. See, and he said it's still there. Don't think it's gone away.
And he wasn't afraid to call it out. And he stood his ground. And I know for a fact that he had a lot of ahikā, mana whenua, and mātā waka like myself standing in his corner and supporting him in that view. Definitely.
Yes. Oh well, I suppose now it's now we'll see who else because he was a List member of Parliament. Of course, I think they all are in Greens except for Chloe. Chloe, yes, and that. So yes. So yes, it's been a real shock, and it was lovely to see where Parliament has gone into recess at present, because of I think they've gone into because they usually rise on a Thursday, so they've risen just a day earlier so that they can pay their respects and do what political parties do when a political colleague
Definitely.
of whatever party passes away. And I think that's good.
Our member of Parliament here, Takutai Moana, Natasha Kemp, is a very close friend to Efeso, and I know for a fact that she would be feeling the hurt as well.
Yes, I'm sure. And for Fia and the two girls, because he was always talking about his children, which was just lovely. Family is everything, and so it's a tragedy, obviously, for his immediate family, the extended whānau, for the Pacifica community, for South Auckland, and for all of us who love courage when we see it, when we hear it, and we know there's somebody working in areas where a lot of people don't go, like yourself, Rangi, people don't go, don't know, and actually don't want to know, if we're being totally honest.
The fear to step into the unknown.
Yeah,
I said welcome.
that's
And
very.
if this was like that as well. That's why one of the reasons why I actually gravitated towards him. He showed no fear at the council level, even with the Parkers who were trying to shut him down. He stood his ground.
Well, that comes from a place of being very centered in what is right and what is wrong, and where you see injustice, and you will speak up. Because in Wellington, as we you and I know this, we see it in local body politics, and it's certainly in Wellington, in central government, people want to be liked. And so if you want to be liked as a politician, then you'll look to see which way everything's going, and then you'll go that way with the majority. It takes strong, fearless people to say, this is not right, this needs to change, and I will champion, and particularly for those who have the least. And that was the Fesso.
Yep, exactly. To a T. You spoke about him to a T. Yeah.
Look, Rangi, thank you very much. And Rangi, you're back in the thick of it now. You would have gone to Narawahia, to Ratana, and up to Waitangi.
Yep. Back in the thick of it down here in Tāmaki, and going around the Waitangi celebrations in Manukau, out at Point England out east, and out at Waipareira out west. Yeah, it was very busy, and. Yeah. I've got to say, we took our MP with us as well, from Waitangi up north and all the Waitangi celebrations down here in Tāmaki. So she's getting out there in front of the people, and she's acquitting herself as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. So, you know, you need to have people who actually know. You know, I hear about the targeting of our beneficiaries and making them accountable and accepting responsibility. And, you know, I often think, Rangi, well, it wasn't our poor families that sold off the state houses. It wasn't our poor families that invented the social welfare system that they're getting blamed for now, you know. So, and it wasn't our poor families also that polluted the waterways that require now three waters legislation, you know. So, you know, it's very easy to blame those who don't have a voice to speak back. So I'm pleased that you're there, Rangi, and doing the mahi that you're doing.
Thank you, Minipika.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Rangi. Lovely talking with you on Radio Wātea this evening. And thank you, kia ora. Nice, always nice to talk to Rangi McLean, because Rangi is so well known. And I'll tell you something, don't think he's only well known in Tāmaki Makaurau, because that's not right. He's well known right throughout the Mutu because he does. He travels everywhere where there's issues that require some thinking, some good input, some knowledge of obviously the treaty and what the implications are and the breaches are, and also because he is also a local body politician as well. So we've got good people out there doing the mahi, and it was just such a sad, so sad today to know that we have lost someone who hadn't even really hit his political stride. But anyway, we're going to continue. I'm going to take some music, and I'm going to be back with you very shortly.